Chapter 38. Susan.
Don't be ridiculous.
Gail, I'm twice as old as anyone here.
Oh, you are not. I'm not exactly a spring chicken either, so careful what you say. I'm the second oldest person here.
Oh, I'm at least 10 years older than you, Gail. Wait, what am I saying? 15 years. You're closer in age to them than you are to me.
So? You sure as hell don't look your age. And everyone likes you.
Not Kristen. She doesn't like me.
Kristen doesn't like anybody. Except herself, maybe.
Well, she is rather taken with herself.
God damn, this water is hot. I feel like a fucking lobster in a pot.
I think I've acclimated already. Feels wonderful.
You're just pleasantly impaired. More? No.
Gail, seriously. I've had enough.
Suit yourself.
You could have told me.
What?
You know.
About me and Chris?
Yes, about you and Kristen.
Susan, be honest. Would you have come if I had told you that my ex was running the show?
Sure.
And if I had told you that we hated each other?
Maybe.
And if I told you that she tends towards psychopathic jealousy?
Okay. Probably smart of you to leave that part out.
Another hit?
No. I'm just so...
Wow. You sure?
Okay. One more. Just one.
When was the last time you got stoned?
Oh, let's see. 1970.
Ouch. Never mind.
I'm too old for this, aren't I?
What? Pot?
No.
Hot tubs?
You know what I mean, Gail.
No, you're absolutely not too old for this. Don't you see that you're the only one here who knows anything?
Like what a hot flash feels like?
No, like how to really protest a war. Like how to motivate volunteers.
Oh, please.
It's true, Susan. Everyone else can see it.
Not Kristen.
Fuck Kristen.
She's smart enough.
She is. She's not hurting for brains, but she makes people want to run away and hide. Not a good quality in a leader.
You stopped sharing.
You said you were done. Just one more, I believe, were your exact words.
That was a long time ago, Gail.
No, that was like 30 seconds ago.
Tempest Fugit, gimme.
Meredith can't stop gushing about you.
Pish.
I'm serious. She's ready to follow.
Follow who? Where?
Follow you, Susan. Anywhere.
Pish.
She says she likes your laugh.
My laugh?
And your smile.
My smile? You mean she's, like,
afraid so? But that doesn't make any sense.
Does to me. Makes a whole lot of sense to me, Susan.
Well, geez Louise, Gail.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I'm not trying to attract anyone, you know? I mean,
I know.
All I did was show up.
Stop worrying. She's not bold enough to ever act on it.
Are Meredith and Kristen, you know?
Good question. Yes and no, I think. You want to pass that thing back this way?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry. Now who's not sharing?
I was keeping it safe. Keeping it out of the water.
Gee, thanks, Suze. Anyway, they used to be all over each other, both freshly on the rebound, Chris from me, Meredith from some leggy Akron chick. They fell in together, and Chris just adopted Meredith's identity as an anti-war crusader. Never one hoot of interest in Iraq before hooking up with Meredith. Suddenly, it's her mission in life. Know what I mean? Chris has no identity of her own. She is whoever she is with. Shit. Here, hold this. I can't take this thing anymore. A bra is not a swimsuit. Oh, that is so much better. Oh, and I'll take that back from you. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Chris brought her media business connections into the equation, and they whipped up an anti-war buzz and organized this little protest party. But I'm getting the feeling that now it's turned into a day-to-day proposition.
How do you know?
Chris takes on this particular look when she's ready to pop. She makes this face like she's trying to contain an ice cream headache. I've seen it before. I saw it today.
Today?
Yeah, in the mud baths, when you and Meredith were talking.
Well, we weren't doing anything. We were just talking.
It looked a bit intense, Susie Q. Chris noticed. She made the face. And I thought, yep. All is not well in paradise.
She wanted. It was mostly about Tilly and the 60s college scene and a lot of apologizing about Kristen. But mostly it was about Tilly. She wanted to know about, you know, the movies. She's enthralled, that's all.
Oh. She's enthralled, all right.
Enthralled with Tilly.
If you say so.
Gail, I could be her mother.
Okay. Don't get excited.
Kristen must think.
Fuck Kristen.
Maybe I should just talk with Kristen. Make peace. Put her at ease.
Not a good idea. Once she's made up her mind about something. Ooh, shooting star.
Right there. Did you see?
No.
And if you waterlog that joint.
Thought you were done.
You imagined that. It's my turn.
Here. Finish it.
Really?
I've got more. You know, I think you and Meredith would make a good team.
What? Gail, I'm not, you know, attracted to Meredith. I mean,
She's lovely, and I'm not saying that I'm not. I mean,
relax, Susie Q. Not that kind of team. I think you should take a leadership role.
Oh, no. I can't just step into this.
Why not?
I have a husband and a son to look after.
They can take care of themselves for a little while, Susan. Take a fucking vacation. You're entitled to one every quarter century.
Ouch.
What about your life? What about you? Is that all you are? The person kneaded into extinction by a husband and a child? What about Susan?
This is a young woman's game. They're half my age.
And people half your age are dying in the sand so that George Bush can show his daddy who has the bigger dick. I know you aren't indifferent to that.
Of course not. But I've had my turn.
Your turn isn't over, Susan.
I'm afraid it is.
It isn't. Look, Hollis tells you that you used to be young and full of it, and that hurts your feelings, right? It hurts your feelings because it's so unfair, so...
Because it's true, Gail.
No. Okay, you're not as young, but I'll bet you're just as full of it. I know you are. You're beautiful and... You're brilliant and you're funny and kind and you inspire me. And you'll inspire these people. I know you will. I know you can. You're an incredible person. You've already got most of them eating out of your hand, me included.
Oh, goodness, I don't even want to think about that.
Well, you should think about that,
Gail.
Okay, but you really should.
Enough.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. God, it feels good out here.
It does, doesn't it? Once you adjust to the water.
It's just not that hot. Look at those stars. Billions. Zillions. It's like the whole world is...
What?
I don't know. Upside down. Hanging over an ocean of glitter. An ocean lit by billions of floating candles.
Zillions.
Zillions, right. Like we could just let go of Earth and everything that we are and just, you know, drop in. I'm too relaxed, Gail. I might just sleep in the hot tub tonight. What is that? Anyway,
what?
That, your tattoo.
Oh, this? It's a tree. See? Wait, I have to stand up. It doesn't really make any sense unless you can see the whole thing. Okay, these are the branches and they wrap around this arm and around this arm. With the little flowers here and here and here. And the trunk. Can you see?
Oh.
The trunk goes along the spine back here and wraps around to the tummy here. And the roots wrap around this leg and around this leg. And these are the little plants that grow along the roots. And up on this shoulder is another vine with a flower that Chris calls a Venus flytrap, even though it isn't. And down here, where the roots spread out at the base of the trunk. Oh, wait, I have to take these off too. Gale, stop worrying, Susan. No one is out here. Oh, what is that? That's my little pussycat. See? Oh. Oh, my. Tail, paw, paw, mane. That's amazing. Susan. Remember what it was like to be young?
Young?
Yes. Before Hollis?
Yes.
Before anything or anyone could hold you to some other version of yourself, and all of time in all directions was just irrelevant? Like a breeze in your hair?
Yes.
Before you could predict anything that was going to happen next in your life, and everything was possible.
Yes. That was a long time ago, Gale.
But you do remember.
Yes.
Yes. Of course you do. Then I want you to do three things.
What three things?
I want you to open your heart to that memory, Susan.
And
I want you to close your eyes.
Close my eyes?
Yes.
And
close them. Susan, close them.
Okay.
And I want you to remember on the surface of your skin, all over your body, your lips,
Gale,
your breasts, your shoulders, your arms, every inch of you, where all those tiny little hairs are straining to know everything that there is to know, just out of their reach.
Oh,
in all those secrets, tender places, Susan. I want you to remember what it feels like to have no earthly idea what is going to happen next in your life.